So El Paso Electric claimed that those meters are telemetry units and are related to step-down transformers because they are physically connected by wire to the transformers at customers' properties. So those meters at your house that track how much electricity you're using. Step-down transformers are there to reduce the voltage of electricity. So the big transmission lines that you see, the step-down transformers, reduce the voltage down to a distribution voltage for usage by customers, and then the meters read that usage. The comptroller didn't dispute that El Paso is a manufacturer of electricity for purposes of the Texas sales tax, but the ALJ, the comptroller's ALJ proposal for decision found that the comptroller ultimately, the comptroller ultimately agreed that El Paso had waived the opportunity to raise that exemption because it missed the deadline that is contained in 34 Texas Administrative Code Section 1.11. El Paso then filed a motion for rehearing with the comptroller, which was denied. And then El Paso filed suit in district court asking for that tax refund of the sales taxes paid on those transactions. The comptroller responded with a plea to jurisdiction, asserting that El Paso had failed to comply with the procedural requirements in the tax code's manufacturing exemption and missed that deadline. The trial court denied the plea to jurisdiction and then entered a judgment awarding El Paso almost $212,000 in sales tax refunds. The comptroller appealed the district court's judgment and challenged the trial court's subject matter jurisdiction because of El Paso's alleged failure to timely assert its claim with specificity as required by the tax code. And that section that they are citing, again, is Texas Tax Code 111.104C2 that requires that a claim for refund must, quote, state fully and in detail each reason or ground on which the claim is founded. So the Third Court of Appeals noted a previous holding that the language in that subsection is not ambiguous and therefore found that the plain language of the statute does require the taxpayer to state the reason or ground in such a way as to put the comptroller on notice of the legal basis of the claim for the refund. The court found that because El Paso expressly referenced the manufacturing exemption for each of the transactions in question, and that El Paso also specified in the accompanying schedules the appropriate line items of the transaction was a meter and listing for each line item, the claim that it was exempt, the court said that that was put the comptroller sufficiently on notice, and therefore El Paso's claims met the detail requirement of that section of the tax code. And the trial court accordingly had subject matter jurisdiction over El Paso's refund claims. On the comptroller's second issue of whether El Paso qualified for the manufacturing exemption, the Third Court affirmed the trial court's ruling under a plain meaning of the phrase related to. So this, again, is whether those meters related to the transformers in order to actually qualify for the exemption and get the refund. The comptroller argued that the court should defer its the comptroller's narrow interpretation of related to, that the comptroller did not think that the meters were related to transformers in order to qualify for that exemption. And the comptroller said that the court disagreed with the comptroller finding that because, quote, the phrase related to is not defined in the statute and that it's not ambiguous, that that phrase must be given its plain and common meaning, which is very broad and ordinary usage. And the court found that the trial court's unchallenged factual findings, particularly that EPE had a supervisor testify that the meters are part of a designed system to work together with the step-down transformer, and that meters are specific to a particular step-down transformer. And so the substantial relation between the customer meters and the step-down transformers, the court found that the meters met the definition of related to step-down transformers, and the court then upheld the trial court's determination that El Paso was entitled to that manufacturing exemption applied to the